You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For nearly 30 years, artist Yale Strom has made visit after visit to Eastern Europe. He documents life inside tiny Jewish villages, many of which were decimated by the Holocaust. A sampling of Strom's artifacts, photographs, and sheet music will be on display at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum tonight as part of an exhibit called Fragments, Jewish Life in Central and Eastern Europe, 1981 through 2007. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg tells us more.
Yale Strom may document Jewish culture, but he is not what you imagine when you think of an historian. He's a musician, first and foremost, and it's the music that first took Strom to Eastern Europe. It all started one night in college. Strom had been studying to be a lawyer, but that night he saw a klezmer band perform at a dance, and he was enthralled with the swooping melodies and sounds.
And really, that night at about 3 a.m., I realized, you know, I like the concept of law, but to study 3 years, that's not what I really wanted to do. And ultimately, I said, you know, I'm going to form my own band.
But Strom didn't want to form just any band. He wanted to perform traditional Jewish klezmer music, and he wanted to do it right by finding the original klezmer melodies from the source.
And that was the impetus to go and seek out unknown klezmer and Yiddish songs in then what was the East Bloc.
So with his violin in hand, Strom headed out on a journey to Eastern Europe, to countries like Belarus and Poland. Strom says he didn't plan too much. He just started asking around, where could he find the Jewish villages? It was a little awkward, and Strom says it made him feel like a pretty big outsider. But he says with his violin, he was able to gain some trust.
But the language that really opened the doors and invited me in and got me many a free meal was my violin. I was very honored and happy to play for these people, the Jewish tunes that I had been learning, Jewish tunes I had learned from home, and just local tunes of the local indigenous folk music. They see the violin there and they might say, hey, what kind of music? Wow, Jewish music, I love it. Can you play such and such melody? Sure. And I do that. And then in the crux of that, I put the violin down. We're talking. They may get up, start to prepare some food, or go to bring a book from their library, or some photographs.
For a year, Strom documented these villages. And even after he returned to the United States, he still kept heading back again and again and again. Strom says the experience became about something far more than music. It turned into a kind of civic duty to preserve the cultures that had been nearly lost to the Holocaust.
It's nothing's completely black and nothing is completely white. It's these permutations of gray. Because of the Holocaust, because of the Stalinist regimes, because of the wall going down, because of the revival of Jewish life in these countries, because of the economies, et cetera, and the own personal histories.
With Fragments, Strom says he wants to show the black, the white, and all those shades of gray. That means his photographs show the struggles of tiny villages, but also the life and vibrancy of the young Jews who are growing and thriving there. But for all his optimism, Strom still worries that the Jewish populations in some of these villages could disappear. And if that happens, he says, the remaining synagogues and brick buildings wouldn't mean much at all. That makes preserving them that much more important.
And I do feel strongly that to preserve a culture, it can't just be the building blocks, you can't just preserve that. In other words, I can't just preserve this piece of music, this photograph, this synagogue. Let's refurbish it, you know, brick by brick. That's beautiful. But if you don't have people, Jewish people, to breathe life and to be a part of that local community, we're preserving certain parts of Jewish culture, but again, it's the people that really will make the difference.
Yale Strom's exhibit Fragments will be on display at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum tonight at 5 p.m. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.